You hold enough memches. You have two dots, memches and medalas. You have a chom moimrim, ain lo yela arbamis. The chom say again, if somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, so he's not kain yeshvisa, so he only has dal damis, that's all. Ain lo dal damis. Where he wakes up on Shabbos, he could only walk dal damis. So the Mori Rabbi Yehuda, haino tanakama. So the machoik, in the Mishnah, the machoik is these dal damis that he has. So Rabbi Lezer said, he's in the middle of them. He has two amas this way and two amas the other way. These four amas he could choose. Whichever side he wants to, he could put the dalad amas. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So for Ati Gemara, now the Tanakam also said the same thing. The Chom Maimrim said, Ein liyel arba amas. You only have four amas. So Pashut four amas also means, any way you want, you have the four amas. So why is Rabbi Yehuda have to have a Nushita? Rabbi Yehuda is a Tanakama. His Rabbi Lezer is a Chiddush. That he says when you have the four amas means you're in the middle of it, and you go two amas to right, two amas to left. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, they're both the same din, that you could choose, you have four amas to walk. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Haino Tanakhama. Omar Rovo, Shmoino al Shmoini kibinayu. No, there's not Gemino, if you could walk eight amas or not. That according to the Tanakhama, you could walk eight amas. He says he has four amas, means either way. You go four amas to right and four amas to left. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have dal damas, that's all. So Tanakam is a bigger mako. Yav akol ponim, eight amas according to Tanakam. Rashi says, Haino Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda di yom le'ez ruach she'yirtza, yesh to dal damas, Haino Tanakam. That Rabbona the Polig led Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, they say, stam, you have dal damas. So Rabbi Yehuda says dal damas, and they say dal damas. The Torah says, no, Shemayna al Shemaynike benayu. The Rabbona and Savri, daled l'chol tzodim. That if somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, so he wasn't kain shvisa. When he wakes up, we say he has a right to walk dal damis. What does it mean dal damis? Either way he wants, he could walk a full dal damis. So really, he could walk eight amis. He could walk four amis to the right and four amis to the left. So altogether, that's eight amis. So really, he has a shetach of 8 by 8 amis. Is haynu shmoina al shmoina? If you have Yehuda sava no lechad ruach v'sulol. He could only take his choice, one ruach, one side, he could go four amas. Kiyaktoni. Umayde Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lezer, Shem biru lo ishtayim lakan, ishtayim lakan, shen yochol achzaboy. V'chein in biru rabosam ruach achas. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have four amas. Whichever side you pick it, that's it. You can only walk there four amas, and not the other way four amas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only walk four amas, or area 4 by 4. According to the Rabbanan, you can walk an area of 8 amis by 8 amis. That's enough gemina. So Moratanya Nam Yochi, I'll bring you a ray for this, that Yesh loy shmoina shmoina divi Remeya. Remeya says claw. In this case, where a person was not kind of the shvisa, so he only has the right to walk dalad amis, it means each way he could walk dalad, which means 8 by 8. So that's Remeya Shita. You're allowed to walk 8 amis by 8 amis. V'yoma rovah. Now Rava says, Machloikes lehilach. This machloikes that we say, how far can you walk? That according to Rav Meir, you could walk 8 amis. And according to Rav Yehuda, you could only walk dal amis. It's only a machloikes lehilach. Lehilach means walking out the yisetchum. That we say, if you're not kain shvisa, you're not allowed to walk out of your dal amis. So Rav Meir says, 8 amis you could walk. You're allowed to walk 8 amis. Avulataltul. But it's a question, how far are you going to carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? There's an issue, you can't be metaltel, you can't carry something in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How far do you have a right to carry when there's no Isser? Then divrei hakol arba amos in tzveiloi. Everybody's asking, you only have a right to carry something within dalad amos, that's all. Anytime you move more, do you carry something more than dalad amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or yichayev? So it's only, even Rav Meir is only maker that you could walk 8 amos. That's by stam walking. That's only an issur d'rabbanan. As din chun, the rabbanan gave you a right to walk 8 amas by 8 amas. When you're carrying, it's an issur d'raisam, you only have 4 amas and not more. Shrashi machlekes, Reb Meir, Dishari, Shemayna, Shemayna lehiluch. You're allowed to walk. That's all. But to carry, everybody's asking, you can't carry more than 4 amas. Now even though the 4 amas itself is a machlekes, really, that's what we say, if you carry 4 amas, yichayiv, some shittas learn you have to, you only chayiv if you carry hein v'alachsun. You have to carry the diagonal also. Moshe, if you have a square of 4 amas by 4 amas, if you go to the diagonal, that's usually 1 amma and 2/5 more. So some shittas learn you only chayiv on Shabbos if you carry 5 amas and 2/5 of an amma. If you carry less than that, you're takapota. That's what it always says, dal damas is lav dafka dal damas. It means Dal Damas Hain Vi Alachsen, with the diagonal included.
Alright, that's a special machlokes.
But I call upon him for carrying, everybody's masking, he can't carry more than 4 amas, although I was saying now with the Alachsen, more than 5 2/5 of an amma. But more than that is Takosim. And here that we say 8x8 is mutter, that's only mutter for tchum of walking. You're allowed to walk that far. So the Gemara, Fahani dal damas hechik sivi. How do we know this yisoid that you can't carry dal damas more? Or who are din fakert? How do we know you are allowed to carry in your dal damas? And Mishus Rav on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry dal damas. How do we know this yisoid? Ki the Tanya, like we learned, the pasuk says shavu ish tachtov. A person is supposed to rest on Shabbos. Tachtov means underneath him. So idashin, that means kit tachtov. You're supposed to rest and not carry something further than the ground, the area that's underneath you. The kama tachtov, how much is underneath a person? If a person is going to lie down on the ground, how long is called underneath him? Gufay shalosh amos. A normal person, average person, his guf is 3 amos tall. So therefore, if he's lying down on the floor, it's a shetach of 3 amos. The yama kadei livshet yodav ragla. If he wants to stretch out his hands, the more you put your hands up, like lying down, your hand goes out another amma. So together, that's how you have a dal damas. That's called tachtov. But the pasuk says, shavu ish tachtov, you're supposed to rest and not carry from underneath you. So within your dal damas around you, that's called underneath you, that's mutter. More than dal damas is osa. And Rashi says, no Rashi in this year. Yeah. Tais talks about the Shalal Amolis. When it says your guf is 3 amis, does it mean with the head or without the head? Some shit learns 3 amis means without the head. So that's a little bit shveh here. If you have 3 amis without the head, so you stick out your hand then usually is more than an amma. So it should be more than 4 amis. But the other pshat learn is that 3 amis means with your head included. So therefore 3 amis, and then stretching out your hands is 1 more amma, that's how you get 4 amis. Weiter. Yeah. Divrei Reb Meir, Zeh Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda says, Gufoi Shalosh Amos. The guf of a person is 3 amos tall. The amma, how come we have 4 amos? If he's lying down, l'chura 3 amos should be enough. You get the 4th amma, that's kadei sheyito chefetz mitachas margoloisov. You should take a chefetz from underneath his feet. Kadei sheyito chefetz mitachas margoloisov. O meniach tachas mershesev. And you want to put it up on top near your head. So the kids say you have another amma from carrying something that was below your feet and put it on top, you're lying down on the ground and putting it right on top of your head. That's how you get another amma. For the Gemara might be now, what's an afkamina, how you cheshb in the 4 ammas, whether it's a svara stretching out or whether it's a svara you want to take a chefetz from under your feet and bring it under your head, might be now. And for the Gemara, ikir benayu, there's an afkamina, arba ammas mitzum tzomis. Does it have to be the 4 ammas exactly? Very close together, or else no merav chayis means a little bit more spread out. So Rashi learns l'Rav Yehuda mitzum semis. According to Rav Yehuda shita, that if Yehuda holds his last shita you taken off from Magaloisov to put on top of Rishayisov, that's not such a big measurement. So that's exactly 4 amas exactly. Well, the Rav Meir, but according to Rav Meir, it said the shear is you want to stretch out your hands a gedolos. It's a little bit bigger. When you're stretching out your hands that come out above your head, it's usually more than an amma. Because usually the shear of an amma is from your elbow to the tip of your finger. That's called an amma. So when you put your hands on top of your head, usually your hands get more than your elbow is higher than your head. Therefore, usually it's a little bit more than an amma. So the kids, when we have the sight of dal damas, it's big dal damas. That's called bigger. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first sheet is mitzum tzomis. According to Reb Meir, it's mitzumtzumis. According to Reb Yud, it's a little bit bigger. Omalei Rav Mishashi Lebrei. So Mishashi told his son, Ki ayles lekaim of the Rav Papa. When you go up to visit Rav Papa, boy minei, yes, the shayla from Rav Papa. That arba amma shomru, that we learned is aloha, yilara carry dal damas on Shabbos, is the amma didei avinalei. Do we measure it each person by himself, how big his amma is? And his amma was saying the amma means the length from your elbow until the tip of your finger. So everybody measure 4 amis of his amis. Oy dilma, oy biyama shol kodesh, yavinilei. Or else no. We know by kodesh means by the kli ha-mishkan, there's a shear that 6 tvachim make up an amma, and six tzvachim of a beinoni ish beinoni, that makes up an amram. So that's the shear of Shabbos also. That you have a standard shear, you don't go everybody bust his amram, no, the standard shear, the shear of six tzvachim of another beinoni. So Rashi biyam the day ish lefi ma'ashe gufo yaruch, each person goes according to his body. Yeshlo dal damas bi amosoi ha'arucham, if you have a bigger hand, so you have a bigger shear. Or else no shokodish. The chol adam amos shavu shavuv tvochim beinanim. Everybody has a shear of six tvochim. Lemidas shtei amos shahoyu b'shushin abira shenas lemidas amos shamosha. That in the Mishkan is a special place on the base of Migdish called they had a special rod there sticking out by the shushin abira. That it was a measurement measured that Moshe Rabbeinu measured that measurement that he gave over the shear of an amma, which an amma is six tvochim. That's the shiloh. How do we measure dal damas? Does each person have his own dal damas, or no? There's a general shear. Now he said like this: if he's going to answer you, that we give each person a standard shear of dal damas. So ask him back this question then. Then oig melech haboshin my tayalov, oig that's tremendously big. So he can't move an inch then, because his body is more than dal damas. So what is he going to do? You should know everybody has its own shear. Samel is good how Oig Melech HaBoshin is also allowed to walk because he measures with his shiurim, his amis. Have a kasha like this then. My time like Ketoni lo gabi yeshamru hakelu fi mashuodim. He says Allah in Mishnah Kalim that brings down a certain klolim there that every measurement is totally upon the person. That's a klal like that. Yeshamru, some halachas are hakelu fi mashuodim. The halach is depending upon how big the person is. So if you're going to tell me now the amma of dal damis also depends upon how big the person is, why wasn't it written there? And Rashi says Yeshamru. It's a mishnah masechta kelim. Yeshamru hakelu fi mashuodim. Molei kumasai mincha. It brings a mincha. Molei chafnav keteres. Mole lugma of Yom Kippurim, all these shurim that a kohen has to make a kmitz, a handful, or by the keteris, you have to take a handful of the keteris. It depends how big each kohen is, or mole lugma, how much you swallow. It depends every person by himself. Over Mosin Shtei Sudus Le'eriv, listening Nami Abazoy the Kashi Shmi. Let's learn this halacha. The Dal Damas Liyose Chutz Le'Tchum also is totally every person upon himself. So that's what he asked in the question. Monashach, whatever he's going to answer you is going to be a kasha. So the Maraki Yosla came with Rav Papa. So when Mashashi's son went in front of Rav Papa and asked him the question, Omale Rav Papa answered back, "I daikinen ku lehai lehavi tininen." You should know if you're in a daik and ask such kashas and every little thing, you'll never get anywhere. So Rashi, you have a daikinen ku lehai, but ku leashas, if you're going to ask such kashas like this, in Gan Shas, lehavi metinla trutzai called the UK, we can't answer every little kasha like this. Lehavi tininen, and you won't learn anything. In other words, don't ask such little kashas. So li'erlam the teretz is poshid, li'erlam v'yamad idei avinu lei. Everybody has his own measurement. That it depends how big you are. Oig melech haboshin is tremendously big. So when he has dal damas, his dal damas is the shear of his hand. How big his amar is. Udil kashaloch, abezoi you had a kasha before, was my time of loikatoni gabiye shomru. Why don't we say this then in the Mishnah in Kalim, that this is also one of the cases that everybody goes boss his shear, how big he is. That the bigger your hand is, the bigger your amma, the more space you have to walk or to carry on Shabbos. The teretz is the loy psikolei. It's not poshut every single case you go like this. Mishum diika nenas pievorim. There is a person, let's say a midget, someone that's very, very small. The other rabbanon said there is a loy plug shear that you can't go less than dal damas of another beinoni. So not everybody goes bossi his shiurim. A midget is allowed to walk dal damas of another beinoni. We're only going to cooler here to say that if you're a very big person and your amma is bigger than a normal amma, you have a right to walk your dal damas. But let's say you're a midget, then we don't go bust to your small amas, no, we say you have the general shear of dal damas of another beinoni. So therefore, this can't be learned in the Mishnah Kalim, because it's not psik, it's not always emis, that you go bust to your shear. If you're too small, the other rabbanon will make you have the shear of another beinoni. Shrashi mishum dik and nenes bevarav. Shagufay beinoni, v'amos like tzorah. His goof could be a beinoni, but his arm, his hand is very, very small. V'loisagilei b'yamadi day, or boy lemeisavlei b'yamad shokodesh. Such a person, avada, will give him the yamad shokodesh, means the normal amis of dal tzvachim. The middle, it's not always 100% that you always build zbosi. You're ramis, therefore it doesn't say in the Mishnah Kelim. Then the Mishnah said, we had two people that, again, according to the Rabbonin, that the Lacher is, if you went to sleep on Shabbos, so you only have your Daldamis. So two people went to sleep, and they were six Amis apart. They were six Amis apart. Each one could walk in Daldamis here, so he could walk Daldamis this way, and the one on the left could walk Daldamis here. So the middle two Amis, they both meet. If they start out, they're six Amis apart, and each one could walk four Amis, so each one, the middle two Amis here, both of them could use. He could walk four Amis to here, and he could walk four Amis to here. So the middle two Amis are usable by both. That's the Mishnah said, that both of them are allowed to use that middle Amor. What do we have to say it for? The Lomar has a kasha, but then the next case was, where you have three people. Let's say you have three people sitting out, sleeping outside there. And we say now, his Amor's in the middle, so this one is allowed to walk. Like, this one could walk his four Amis here, and this one could walk into his four Amis here, but this one can't walk into this one. Hey, so there's one here, then there's one in between, and there's one, let's say, eight Amis away. So he has the right to walk four Amis here, and he could walk four Amis here. And the middle one in the middle is in between. So that the Mishnah said, what applies like a chotzer, that you have three chotzerim, one next to another, and the outside one made an erev with the middle one, and this outside one made an erev with the middle one. That the locher is that the two outside one and the middle one are mutter, the middle and the other outside one are mutter, but the two outside ones are osser. That's like our case also. Since these two outside people are more than four amas apart, they don't reach at all, they can't walk to one another. The kasher is lom lilameimer lom adavadoimer. Why did the Mishnah have to say a moshul? We're talking about three people that the two outside people are too far away; they can't meet to one another. What do you have to have a moshul to doimer to three chaserim for? So the marhochi kamol who Reb Shimon the Rabbonin. This is Reb Shimon's kasher really to the Rabbonin and the Mishnah. Michti lomer hadavadoimer. What is this case doimer to lishalosh chaseris? Is doimer to you have three chaserim? Ha'psuchai zulazu. Each chatzur opens up one into the other. Upsuchas v'shusha rabim. And they're also opening up into the v'shusha rabim. Upsuchas v'shusha rabim. So we said that locher is the what? That if the outer ones made an erev with the middle one, so the outer ones are mutter with the middle one, the middle one is mutter with the two outer ones, but the two outer ones are rosa. That's the locher. So the Rabbi Shimon's kashmir is like this to Rabbonin. How come over there by chatzerim the Rabbonin deems a chon Reb Shimon? The Rabbonin said there, when you have a case of three chatzerim, and just the outer two ones made an erev with the middle one, but they did not make an erev between themselves, the Rabbonin says it's also to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. Even the middle one can't carry with the outer one. Even though the middle one has an erev with the outer one, still he can't carry. That's Reb Shimon's kasha. How come by chatzerim? You argue on me, and how come over here where we just have three people here and the two outer people can't walk into the other person's rishus because they're both eight amas apart, so each one, this one can walk four amas to the middle, that's all, and this one can only walk four amas to the middle, but they don't meet. So how come you Rabbanan are saying the two outer ones can't walk to one another, but the right one could walk to the middle one and the middle one could walk to both of them? How come the Rabbanim Amoyde here, by three people, it is mutter to walk to one the other? And when you have three chatzerim, though, they are telling me it's osir. That's Rabbi Shimon's kasha. Lechura'a, Mishnah is doima to three chatzerim. So just like by three chatzerim you hold it's osir, how come here you're saying it's mutter? And the Teretz is, Rabbanim answer back, Hosom Avsha Diurim. Where you have three chatzerim, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people living there. There's too many people. So there the Rabbanim make a gzerim. That even though the middle chatzer made an erev with the two outside chatzerim, so really the middle one should be allowed to carry into either chatzer he wants to, but the other Rabbanu will machmir, that since the two outer chatzerim did not make the ruvi chatzeris together, they can't carry this gzeirim. Once the middle chatzer will start carrying its chvetzim into the outer chatzer, or the outer chatzer will start carrying into the middle chatzer, we're afraid since there are so many people involved, they'll forget themselves, and they got to carry directly from one outside chatzar to the other outside chatzar. Therefore, the Rabbanim made exactly you can't carry from any one of these three chatzarim. Even though really the middle one should be mutter, and the outer one should be mutter with the middle one, there's exactly the roser. That's because it's avshad urine, you have a lot of people involved, there's exerim. Mashenkin hocho lo yavshad urine. Here you only have three people. There's not such a big tumor with three people. Therefore, three people, they know the loch is that the two outer side ones are also to meet one the other. Just the middle one can meet either one of the outer side ones. Therefore, here the Rabbanim don't make the Gzeira. Rashi says, Hochi gassinen. Amai kivon deruvi chatzera. That's like that. Rashi avshad urine, says Rashi. Diurei hachatzeres rabin. You have a lot of chatzerim, a lot of people living there. But lo yadi kulen lizor. They can't watch themselves. The also to tule kelim sheshifta bechitzayna, and they'll come to carry a kelim that will live in the outside one. The toichitzayna cheres derechem soyas. They'll come to carry through the middle one into the two outside ones. Therefore, there we made a gzeirim. Hovacho gabi gimel anoshim yuchela machitzayna lizoyer domu watim ninu vloyavshe. Since you only have three people here, they'll watch themselves. They'll know claw. The two outside people can't carry one to the other because they're more than 4 amas away from one another. They're only mutter to carry with the middle one. So by three people, we're not machmir. But by a lot of people together, it'll be such a big tumult, people will forget, they'll think you carry one to the other. That's the Mishnah says. In the case we have three chatzerim here, and each chatzer only made an erev with the middle one, and the middle one made with both the outside ones. So the two outside ones, since they don't have an eruv and chatzer together, they can't carry a chair from this chatzer into the other chatzer. For the Gemara v'Amai, why is it oser? Kivon the arvi luhu chitzonius behind the emsoyis. We're talking about the two outside chatzerim made an eruv and chatzer with the middle one. So the havamina is that these two outside chatzerim put their pas, they collected pas or bread from all the people living in this chotzer, and all the people living in this chotzer, and where did they put the pas in? They put it in the middle chotzer. So for the Gemara, if everybody put their pas in the middle chotzer, it blinds like everybody's living in the middle chotzer. So all three chatzerim in Mela should be mutter. For the Gemara, v'amai, kivon the arvon luhu chitzonius, par the yamsoye, since the outside ones put their pas in the middle one's chotzer, his hevelu chodom, it's as if all three of them are living in the middle chotzer. So everybody's living together. So it should be mutter. Rashi says, Hochi gassinen, amai kivun di arvi chitzonius bar di yamsoyis hevelu chodom. Let's get the parentheses. Ukasav kataita havimina is, kagoin shenos nu shteyem eruvim vi yamsoyis. The both outside ones put the eruv in the middle chotzer. Shezel mishpat eruvi chatzeris. This is the halacha, how eruvi chatzeris works. That Stam Chotzer, Yeshbo Batim Harbe. Stam Chotzer has a lot of houses. Utsrichois, B'nei HaBatim, Larav Yachim. And the people in the houses have to be married together. Lefi Shabbayis, M'yuchad Cholechot. That a house is a private house, belongs to you. For Yachotzer, Rishus Kulam. The Chotzer is a Rishus that everybody uses. V'yoysel Hoitzim, Rishus, Rishus. Therefore, it's also to carry from your house into a Chotzer, it's like in two different Rishuyas. Zainu, Min HaBatim, L'Chotzer. B'loy Erev, without an Erev, it's also. Now, how do you make it a ruvi chatzerus? Or manicha noisum biyechem in abatim. Everybody collects the pas and they put it into one of the houses. Okay, shachotza psuch lachotza cheretz. Now, when you have two chatzerim opening one into the other, for roitzim lasus b'shus achas, and they want to make these two chatzerim together, is noitlan erev shagovim in abatim. They take the erev they collected from one chotza from all the houses. V'noisim oisoy biyechem mobui mibatei chotza cheretz. And they put it into one of the houses in the other chotza. So that's the way you make it a ruvi chatzer, which you collect all the pasim and put it in one house. Here also, since you collected the pas from the two outside chatzerim, and they both put their pasim in the middle chatzer, l'chur, the middle chatzer now is like one. So everybody lives together in the middle chatzer, it should be mutter, there shouldn't be any shini rishus here. So why is it also? And if the Gemara tuturutzim, Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rabbi Yehuda, you're going shenosnu and soyes eruve bezu, veruve bezu. Yehuda says, no, that wasn't the Metzias. The Metzias was the people living in the middle of Chotzer, they collected their pasim together, and where did they put their pas? They put their pas on the right side, one outer side Chotzer, and then they made another Erev, they put another set of pasim in the other Chotzer. So the kids, so the middle one now has a right to walk to either one, and either one could go to the middle one. But I call upon them, all three of them are not together in one place. Because they did not put their chatzer, their eruvim, in the middle chatzer, but Faket, the middle one, put his chatzer in the outside one. and the middle one collected two different Erevs and made one with the right one, one with the left one. So therefore, that's the halacha of the Mishnah, that everybody's, that the middle one is mutter with both, and they're both mutter with the middle one, but the two outside ones are also. That's the view of the Steretz. For Rav Shesha Samano, Afilu Teimesh Nosnu Eruvim B'Yem Tzoyis. Afilu, you tell me, when we collected from the two outside Chatzerim, the vote was we put their Erevs, we put their parts in the middle. That's what we did. We took Taka from the outside Chatzerim, and we put their parts in the middle Chatzer. So the Kashra is then the Chura, everybody's living together in the middle Chatzer, let it blind like one Rishus now, it should be Mutter to carry all three together. Is Afilu Shenos the Ruva B'Yem Tzoyis, the Teret is, they're going Shenos Nuhu, I tell you, B'Shnei Batim. That they put the Erev in the middle Chatzer, not in one house of the middle Chatzer, but in two different houses of the middle Chatzer. So therefore what? And the moral what happened meter is, Keman ke Beis Shammai. Now this will go according to Beis Shammai. Why Beis Shammai Shittim? Titania. Chamisha Shegobu Es Erev. If you have five people, let's say five houses, opening up into one Chatzer, and you went around to all five people, and you collected the Erev, and you put it down. Now, V'nasnu B'Shnei Kelim. Even though you put all five, really only these four pasim, the house that you put the Erev in, he doesn't need a pas for himself. So you collected four pasim from the other four people, and you put it in one house. When you went to put it down in one house, you didn't put it in one keli, like in one box. You put the Erev down in two different kelim. You took two lechims in one box, and two lechims in another box. It is alocha beishama yomim ein eruv on Erev. That's not called the good Erev. An Erev is a pshat, you collect all the pasim together, and you put it in one keli. That's beishama shita. Even though it's in one house, it has to also be in one keli. If it's in two different boxes, you don't have this halacha. Ubeisilu loimim, Beisilu says no. Eruv on Erev. Beisilu says no, the Erev is still good. Even though it's in two different kelim, two different boxes in the house, still it's kosher. So the Havamina is now that even according to Beisilu, so you see there's no halacha, it has to be all together. Even though it's in two different kelim, two different boxes, the Erev is kosher. So what are you answering me now? We're talking about now that the two outside chatzerim, when they collected their pasim, they thought I could put it in the middle chatzer. But you answer me now, they didn't put it in one house in the middle chatzer, they put it in two houses in the middle chatzer. So since it's in two different places, it's not mistarab to make it like one rishus. So the Havim Minir, that's only good according to Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says the Erevs have to be mamish together in one kli. For the Chur, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put the Erevs in two different kelim. So Chur, just like it can be in two different kelim, who are then if it's in two different houses, so what? As long as it's all in one chotzer, it still remains like one big rishus. So Chur, you're not answering good according to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara name. Afilu teima Beis Hillel. Avada, we're answering good even according to Beis Hillel. I'll tell you poshrit. Ad kan loy kamri Beis Hillel hosom ela b'shnei kelim b'bayis echon. When did Beis Hillel say the loch riz? If you collect the Erev, let's say you have five people living in the Chotzen. You have five apartments opening up into the Chotzen. So you have to collect four pasim from the four different houses and put it into this one guy's house. Now, even according to Beis Hillel, you have to put all four of them into one house, I call upon him. It has to be together in one apartment. Just the halacha is in one apartment, we don't care if it's two different kelim or in one keli. That Beis Hillel is mekel. Avo b'shnei batim loy. But if you're going to collect the pasim and put two pasim in one house and two pasim in another house, then Beis Hillel is also maskim. That's not called the good Erev. Erev has to be everybody's living together in one apartment. If everybody puts their muslin in one bias, we look as if everybody is resting, sleeping in this one house. So everybody's kind of shrisei, it's like one big rishus. But avada Beis Hillel is moedim. If you put the Erevs in two different houses, we don't look like you're living together, so it's no good. So, Mel, that's a good territory according to Beis Hillel. We're talking about these two outside chatzerim. When they collected their pasim and they put it together to make the Erev in the middle chatzer, they didn't put it together in one house, but they put it in two separate houses. So since it's in two separate houses here, we do not look as if the two outside chatzerim are living together. They're not living together. So we just see as if the outside chatzer and the middle chatzer live together, the outside chatzer and this middle chatzer live together, that's all. But the two outside ones don't live together, because the two outside ones do not have their pasim together in one house. They have it in two separate houses. So since they're two separate houses, that's not called a good Erev to make them together. Rashi, v'shnei batim, tahashtel loy mechabri u'mechitzoy nesbadodi. Now you don't have the two outside ones put together. Freddy Marna Akasha. Omale Ravacho Braid Ravavio Ravashi. that he asked Rav Acha, Rav Avihu, asked the Kasha, told Rav Ashi, L'chura l'Rav Yehuda Kasha u'l'Rav Sheshes Kasha. I have a Kasha on both of these terutzim. Now what the Kasha was again, that since we're talking about that L'chura, the outside ones made on the Ruba Chatzeres with the middle Chatzer, so why don't we look as if all three Chatzerim are together? And like it's like one big Rishus now. That was the Kasha. So Rav Yehuda gave the Teretzis, we're talking about that the middle one put two Erubi Chatzeres, one in the right Chatzer and one in the left outer Chatzer. So the kids said they did not put all the Erubis together in the middle Chatzer. Now for Kes, the middle one made two different Erubi Chatzeres and put a pass in the right outside Chatzer, and they put another set of pass in the other outside Chatzer. That was Rav Yehuda's Kasha. For their Kasha, Rav Yehuda Kasha, I have a Kasha in Rav Yehuda. The Yom are going to us new. And so...